Hello, I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. The French authorities will fly a piece of aircraft debris from an Indian Ocean island to France later today, where it'll be examined to see if it comes from a missing Malaysian airliner. Experts say it appears to be a wing component from a Boeing 777. Jennifer Pack reports from Kuala Lumpur.
Malaysia's Prime Minister Najib Razak says initial reports on the debris show it was very likely from a Boeing 777, but that it is too early to speculate whether it belongs to MH370 until his investigators can examine it. One Malaysian team has been sent to where the debris was found, and another to the French city of Toulouse for the inspection. Officials say it may be several days before they have any answers.
The top Australian official has told the BBC he's increasingly confident that the wreckage found on Réunion is from the missing Malaysian airliner. Martin Dolan heads the Australian Transport Safety Bureau, which is leading the search for the plane in the eastern Indian Ocean. He said he still believed the search would eventually find the passenger plane.
The analysis that's been done of the satellite data is highly reliable, and the search vessels, equipment and crews we have out on the Indian Ocean covering that area very thoroughly, also of high quality, highly reliable. So we think we're looking in the right place to a high degree of certainty, and we are confident that we have the quality of the search to cover that area and find the missing aircraft.
The British government's emergency committee will meet today to discuss the crisis over migrants trying to enter the country from France through the Channel Tunnel. Lucy Williamson joined migrants at Calais as they attempted to reach the UK.
After dark, the nature of Calais' challenge becomes clear. Hundreds of migrants walking together along the highway that leads to the tunnel site. To get there, they need to cross several fences and avoid security patrols. Well before midnight, groups of several dozen were struggling under the freshly repaired fencing along Calais railway line to reach the site. Some here have been discouraged by the growing number of police and television cameras, but their long-term goals remain.
A Palestinian toddler has been killed in a fire in what appears to have been a deliberate attack on his family's house in the West Bank, allegedly carried out by Jewish settlers. The 18-month-old died when the house in south of Nablus was doused with petrol and set alight. Local residents said Jewish settlers scrawled graffiti on the walls, including the word revenge in Hebrew. Nigeria has appointed a new general to head a multinational force created to fight the Boko Haram militant group. Major General Ilyasu Isa Abba will command the task force, consisting of nearly 9,000 troops from five countries. You're listening to the World News from the BBC. Parliament in Chad has voted to reinstate the death penalty for acts of terrorism after it was abolished 6 months ago. The move follows recent attacks by Boko Haram militants from neighbouring Nigeria. Civil liberties groups have said the legislation will be used to curb rights. A white American police officer who shot dead an unarmed black man earlier this month has pleaded not guilty to murder. Ray Tensing, a University of Cincinnati policeman, has been charged with killing Samuel Dubose, who was shot in the head after being stopped for a minor traffic offence. Video footage from a camera worn by Mr. Tensing contradicted his initial account that he'd been dragged along by the car. Scientists in the United States and South Korea have developed a tiny robot, similar to an insect that's fitted with a spring and can jump on water. They hope the device will be used to develop new ways of monitoring pollution in waterways. Victoria Gill reports.
Jumping, flying and hovering insects are a source of huge inspiration for bio-roboticists. This team discovered how one particular insect, the water strider, manages to spring up from an aquatic surface. The team found that the insects pushed off with a downward force that never exceeded the surface tension. That's the force that glues the surface water molecules together. To mimic this, they designed their robot with a spring built into its wafer-thin, V-shaped body. When it jumps, the spring releases and the insect-like legs are pushed downward, propelling it from the surface of the water.
Police and the U.S. Coast Guard in Portland, Oregon, have been involved in a dramatic operation to help a ship involved in Arctic oil drilling get past environmental protesters to leave port. The police lowered campaigners hanging on ropes from a bridge into boats down below. The icebreaker, owned by Royal Dutch Shell, was prevented from leaving for several hours. And that's the BBC News.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可 net.com。